الحمد لله، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبيه مصطفى. ما بعد، دين برادرز سيستم يبدأ لي خطة باي لخطبة الحاجة، لأن ومنشد that every one of us is in need to have a kind of decision making that in a matter that he may not be able to have a good decision on that. And therefore, istikhara is made permissible for one to get a better choice by Allah Ta'ala, the one all knowing. But the question is, what is istikhara? And when it should be done, and what is the way of doing it, what are the consequences of that? These questions, if the person knows the answers of them, a lot of those difficult things and difficulties that face him in this life may be solved and may be easy. And that's why we are, inshallah ta'ala, willing to clarify that today, so those who are seeking the istikhara are going to have it clarified for them, inshallah. If there is a matter, if there are two matters, and both of them are of good, here the person is in need for something called istishara, a consultation, but not istikhara. And istishara is to ask the people of experience and knowledge of the thing that you want to make a decision on, in order to have a better understanding and choice of that. And after that, after you get the consultation from these people, experts, after that, you do the istikhara. You ask your Lord, Allah, the All-Knower, to choose this if it is better for you, or to prevent it from you and choose whatever is better for you and make you convenient with that. But if the two matters, one of them is good and the other is not, then you don't do istikhara or istishara, as you have to avoid the thing which is not good or the evil. As if it is something obligatory to do, you don't make istikhara, you just do it. You cannot make istikhara and ask your Lord if it is better for you to pray Lord or not. That is not istikhara, because it is made obligatory upon you to do it, so you have to do it. And if it is something that is not permissible to do, then you don't make istikhara as well. You just avoid. You cannot make istikhara. You ask your Lord if zina is the best for you, so Allah make it easy for you to commit it, or drinking khamr or stealing. Now you cannot make istikhara on that. Istikhara is on something which is permissible. As we say that sometimes you have two things, both are permissible, but one is preferable and one is generally or absolutely permissible. Which one you do? Then we say you better go to the recommended and preferable one. Example, you have two cups of water, zamzam and normal water. Any other water other than zamzam. So which one you should drink? Here you don't make istikhara. Here you don't make istikhara. Why? Simply because zamzam is better than the other water, and it is more preferable. And if you drink it with the intention that it is the water that Allah blessed in Makkah, you may be rewarded. And likewise, and if you are making, if you are fasting, and it is Maghrib time, and you have dates and chocolate, you don't make istikhara. Both are permissible, but one is better than the other, as in the sunnah. So you take dates. So it is not a kind of silly thing, you just go make istikhara in everything. No, but, and everything that you want to do from which is permissible and you don't know the consequences of it. If you are too tired, you don't make istikhara, or I sleep or not. You got to sleep, so you rest. If you are hungry, you don't make istikhara to eat or not. You got to eat, so you get strong. And the like. But you make istikhara whenever you have something you want to do, but you don't know what are the consequences. It is permissible, but you don't know what are the consequences of it. You don't know what are the consequences of it, so you don't do it until you make the istikhara. And that's why we said that istikhara is a very great worship, that it is almost forgotten and abandoned these days. The Sahaba did use to make istikhara on every day. But today people do not make istikhara almost enough. They may ask istishara, which is consultation from others, advice from others. But their contact to their Lord, with their Lord, is very, very poor. And that is the problem. Because all these experts cannot guarantee if this will be good for you or not. No one can guarantee, because they do not know the future. But Allah knows the future and how it is going to look like. And that's why, as in the hadith of Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in Sahih al-Bukhari, he said that Rasulullah used to teach us istikhara in every matter of us, in every matter of ours. In every matter that we have, he used to teach us, like he used to teach us the Quran. Look to what limit? The surah of the, from the Quran. And the Prophet ﷺ taught the Sahaba the Quran. Otherwise, how Quran came to us? We did not see Rasulullah. We did not see Rasulullah. So, he ﷺ used to teach the Sahaba the istikhara. And that's why we see no any single Sahabi companion was sorry for anything that he did or anything that he did not do. Why? Because his decision was made based on istikhara. So this Sahabi used to ask Allah Ta'ala to choose the better for him. To choose the better for him. And that's why we see Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala. Now, as I said, the Sahaba, you don't find any Sahabi feel sorry for anything he did or anything he did not do. Why? Simply because they did not used to make any decision until they make istishara and istikhara. Istishara is asking people of experience. And istikhara is to ask Allah Ta'ala to choose the best for you. And that's why we see Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala says, مَا نَدِمَ مَنْ إِسْتَخَارَ الْخَالِقِ. No one will ask Allah Ta'ala to choose the best for him, and then later on he would be sorry for what he is given. وَشَاوَرَ الْمَخْلُوقِينَ, and he asked the advice of the creation. People of experience. Not anybody. If you want to choose the better car based on the specifications and characteristics of the car, you do not ask carpenters, of course, even if they are very brilliant in their job. You do not ask the pilot or ship captain or whatever. You ask the mechanics and people who are always involved in cars. So you go and ask the people and ask Allah Ta'ala to choose this thing if it is good for. And then he said, وَثَبَتَ فِي أَمْرِ. This is very important. Many people make istikhara and then they hesitate. I do or not, I do or not, I do or not. That's bad. So you do the istikhara and you go on whatever you ask Allah Ta'ala to choose for you. If Allah Ta'ala chooses that for you, He will let it exist. But if He subhanahu wa ta'ala did not choose it for you, you won't see it. It won't exist. Anything. So you want, for example, I want to end up my contract with this company in order to go to another company. So you ask the people their opinions, not any people, of course. You ask people of experience. And then, if you feel that you want to do it, then you don't do it until you do 2 rak'ah, nafl, and ask Allah Ta'ala as the, inshallah, dua of istikhara we're going to mention why. So then, you ask Allah Ta'ala. And after that, you go and resign. You do not wait, because some people wait for a dream, every night they sleep, and maybe they take some medicine to make them sleep deeply so they can have a better dream, or they wait for some kind of feeling, I don't feel good. No, it's not like that. You did the istikhara, you did the istishara, then you go ahead and do this thing. If Allah Ta'ala permits it, you will see. If Allah doesn't permit it, you never ever can see. Even if you wish it. Even if you come to believe that it is the best. It won't exist. Why? Because you already asked your Lord to choose for you. And your knowledge is very limited. But His knowledge is unlimited. And that's why Qatada ibn Da'ama radiallahu anhu or rahimahullah says, مَا تَشَاوَرَ قَوْمٌ يَبْتَغُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا هُدُوا إِلَىٰ أَرْشَدِ أَمْرِهِمْ. Look at this. Very important statement. There will be no people seek consultation from each other, seeking the face of Allah. What does that mean? When they do that, even if it is of dunya affairs or dunya things, not related to the deen, but they do it based on the advice of the Prophet ﷺ. So, Allah Ta'ala will guide them to the best of their matters. Imam al-Nawawi in Riyadh al-Salihin rahimahullah ta'ala said, chapter istikhara al-mashura, and he said, al-istikhara ma'allah, wal-mashura ma'al al-ra'i wa-salah. I'm using the Arabic terminology so it can be well-known and understood. So istikhara is with Allah. And mashura is with the people of experience and intelligence. And then he said, وَذَلِكَ أَنَّ الْإِنسَانِ عِنْدَهُ قُصُورٌ أَوْ تَقْصِيرٌ. Look at that. And he said, and that is because the mankind, or the person, he has one of two things. Either قصور, shortness, in some field of knowledge, or yani on this matter, he does not have a complete understanding, or better understanding, or information, so he is in shortage of or in lack of experience or information of this thing. So he needs to seek. Or taqseer, he is lazy. He does not take the necessary steps. He does not take them. He is very lazy. He does not do what he is supposed to do. So then he is in need for that. And then he said, well, insan wa qulat ta'if. And mankind is created of weakness. He's weak. So, there are matters that might not be clear for him. Not every single thing. As I said, if you're thirsty, don't go and ask the people, should I drink? I'm feeling thirsty. Should I drink or should not? You don't ask people. You just take water and drink. That's it. And sometimes he hesitates in doing something, then he needs consultation from people and choosing matter from Allah Ta'ala. Istikhara, the way to do istikhara is to make wudu, like when you perform wudu for salah. And then you make two rak'ah. These two rak'ah must not be fard. Must not be fard. And you cannot do the fard of fajr, which is two rak'ah, or the fard of jum'ah, which is two rak'ah, and then you do istikhara after it. No. As the Prophet ﷺ says, other than the fariḍah. Other than the fariḍah. So you do two rak'ah. No problem to make istikhara after the two rak'ah ratiba. You know ratiba. The two rak'ah before fajr, four rak'ah before dhuhr, the two rak'ah after dhuhr, the two rak'ah after maghrib, the two rak'ah after isha. Or two rak'ah for wudu if you are somebody who's always doing this. Or two rak'ah of entering the mosque before sitting. Or two rak'ah of tawaf. Any other two rak'ah other than the fard, then it is good for doing the istikhara after it. And then, after that, you have one of two ways. Either before salam, from these two rak'ah after tashahud finished, before you make salam, then you say the dua we are going to mention inshallah in a while, it's obligation. Or once you finish the salah totally, you make salam both sides and then you raise your hand. If you want to do it before salam, you don't raise your hand. If you want to do it after salam, you can raise your hand and make that dua. What is the dua? I'm going to say the dua in both languages. Allahumma inni, and of course this dua is to be said in Arabic. It's to be said in Arabic. You cannot translate it to English or any other languages to, in order to say it. If you don't know it, you just ask anything in your language, no problem. But the specific dua and dhikr that the Prophet ﷺ pronounced, you cannot change. Rather in Arabic to change to some other wording, nor in any other language. You have to say it in Arabic, the way the Prophet ﷺ said it. So the Prophet ﷺ said, Allahumma, and I'm going to translate the meaning of it, just the meaning, so you got to know what it means. Allahumma, inni astakhiruka bi'ilmik. O Allah, I consult you as you are all knowing. Wa astaqdiruka biqudratik. And I appeal to you to give me power as you are all powerful. وَأَسْأَلُكَ مِنْ فَضْلِكَ الْعَظِيمِ. And I ask you for your great favor. فَإِنَّكَ تَقْدِرُ وَلَا أَقْدِرُ. For you have power and I don't. وَتَعْلَمُ وَلَا أَعْلَمُ. And you know all of the hidden matters. Allahumma in kunta ta'lam anna hadha al-amr. O Allah, if you know that this matter, and here you mention your matter, what it is. For example, Allahumma in kunta ta'lam anna shira'i li sayyara Toyota Karasida, Model 80, like this. خير لي في ديني ودنياي, خير لي في ديني ومعاشي وعاقبة أمري. So you mentioned it. You didn't just give a general statement. Now you mentioned it. If you wish to buy a certain thing or to do a certain thing, then as you said, it must not be of something obligatory or like by Allah. He didn't ask Allah to give you the choice if it is better to have a contact with your relative or not. No, that is not a matter of istikhara. Okay? And then you mention whatever your subject or your matter is. And then you say, it's good for me. خير لي في ديني ومعاشي وعاقبة أمري. It's good for me in my religion, my livelihood, and for my life in the hereafter. This was one hadith. In one hadith it was like that. In other hadith, أو قال عاجل أمري عاجل أمري وآجله. So you choose one of these two statements. The first one is good for me in my religion, my life, my livelihood, and for my life in the hereafter. The other statement which was mentioned in other hadith, or he said, for my present and future life. You choose one of these two statements. You don't join them all in one dua. One of these two. And then he says, فَقْدُرْهُ لِي then ordain it for me. فَقْدُرْهُ لِي ثُمَّ بَارِكْ لِي فِيهِ and make it easy for me and bless it for me. And bless it for me. اللهم وإن كنت تعلم أن هذا الأمر وهنا يسمي حاجته. And then you say, and if you know, oh Allah, if you know that this matter is bad for my religion, my livelihood, and my life in the hereafter, or you can say my present and my future life, then فَصْرِفُوا عَنِّي وَصْرِفْنِي عَنْهُ فَصْرِفُوا عَنِّي وَصْرِفْنِي عَنْهُ then turn it, the matter, away from me and turn me away from it and ordain وَقْدُرْ لِيَ الْخَيْرَ حَيْثُ كَانَ and ordain the good for me wherever it is or it be ثُمَّ أَرْضِنِي بِهِ and then make me be pleased with it. So this is dua of istikhara. I ask every one of you to get it in the Arabic text and try to memorize it. Why? Because Jabir said he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to teach us this dua like the Surah of Quran. Can you translate Surah of Quran and read it as in English, for example, to seek reward? And instead of saying Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, say all praise due to Allah, that's or due to the Lord of the universe, that is not permissible. So this dua and all other dua and dhikr that are mentioned specifically, literally by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, got to be said in Arabic. If you don't know them in Arabic, then you say whatever else in your own language. But you do not go and translate this to the other languages, subhanAllah. What the Sahaba and what Rasulullah fear is happening today. It's happening today. Why? What is that? Most of the Muslims today cannot read the Quran. The Quran, not only the dhikr and dua, the Quran itself, they cannot read it easily. Yani if you see, even the Arabs, they cannot read it well, and except those who went and studied with the ulama. Why? Simply because they depended now on other tongue other than the tongue that the Quran came with, the Arabic, the pure Arabic. And today they cannot even understand something simple like this. Why? Because they prefer to do it in other languages. And the funny thing is, I hear that there is a university in a X country in the West. A university, they claim that it is Islamic University, who claim to conduct teachings of every field of Islam in English. Not only that, even they claim to conduct their prayer in English. Yani instead of saying Allahu Akbar, they say Allah greater. Like that. And that is really wrong and shame. And anyway, after you say this dua of istikhara, after that, what do you do? Many people do the istikhara, and after that they wait for a dream or kind of feeling. You say, I did the istikhara, but I didn't feel happy. Maybe Allah did not choose it. How did you know? How did you know? Is a revelation going to be sent down after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? There's no revelation. So you just go and do whatever you ask istikhara for. If Allah permits it, you will see it. If not, you won't see it. Now, in the second khutbah, after praising Allah, I mentioned some other sayings of the Sahaba and the Tabi'een and the Ulama. From these is what Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said, verily the man goes and seeks Allah's choice in Marah, and when Allah Ta'ala chooses for him, he is then and pleased with his Lord. So why did you ask your Lord? You wanted the blue car or the red car? You did not have the decision well made, so you went and did istikhara. After that, inside, you want the blue. When the istikhara came for the red, you are not happy. That's bad. That's bad. That's bad. So you got to be pleased with what Allah Ta'ala chooses for you. Now, and in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, on the authority of Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, the Prophet states, من سعادة ابن آدم, from the happiness of mankind in this life, استخارته الله تعالى, that he always, always seek Allah's استخارة in his matter. ومن سعادة ابن آدم رضاه بما قضاه الله. And after that, also from the happiness of mankind that is given to mankind in this life, is that after he does استخارة, he get pleased with whatever Allah Ta'ala gave him. He should be like that. And then he started to say, وَمِنْ شِطْوَةِ ابْنِ آدَمِ, and from the sadness of mankind in this world, is that he abandoned the istikhara. He always trusts his mind, he always trusts his friends, people, but not Allah. He does not go for Allah's choice. That is a bad man. وَمِنْ شِقْوَةِ ابْنِ آدَمِ سُخْطُوا بِمَا قَبَ اللَّهِ. And after that, things goes as he doesn't like. And then he blames his Lord. And he doesn't get happy with that, because Allah did not choose what he likes. So, and Ibn al-Qayyim, رحمه الله تعالى, said, فالمقدور, the destiny, يكتنفه أمران, is surrounded or covered with two things, الاستخارة قبله والرضا بعده. استخارة before it, you seek Allah's choice, and the pleasure of it. Whatever is given to you, be pleased with it. You do not say, oh, I did not want this thing. I asked Allah's choice, but I did not want this. He asked Allah if the blue car is better for him, and Allah Ta'ala made the blue car to be sold before he reached the place, the exhibition. So he found only the red car. So Allah, I did not ask you for this. I want the blue one. You asked Allah's choice. By his knowledge and his ability, if this is better for you. So he turned it away from you. Now you are not so happy. Now you blame. You should take it and go. Whether this is the thing you like or not. Because your istikhara should be made for the thing you like. Not the thing you don't like. Not the thing you don't like. Now. And istikhara, as you said, that some of the ulama have different opinions on the istikhara and istishara, consultation and the Allah's choice, seeking Allah's choice. Some of them say, you do the creative consultation before, and then whatever they tell you and you feel happy with it, you go and do istikhara. And whatever comes, then you get happy with that. Some others said, no, you do the istikhara first, and then istishara. Like Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, for example, he prefers this madhab. And then he said, if you do the istikhara, and then you do it three times. But in fact, this opinion is not the proper. The proper one is what Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen said, it's up to you. You begin with istikhara, or you begin with istishara. Up to you. But it must not be repeated. Because repeating the istikhara is based on what? Based on feeling, based on dream. And Rasulullah did not say that. So, you just make the istikhara and go and do it. After you have made the istishara, the consultation of people. As we said, and you don't repeat it. You don't repeat it one, twice, three times, no. Anyway, the conclusion of the khutbah is that we all have to hang our hearts to the Lord. We have to always have it connected to the Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala. In every matter, in everything, we always trust Allah, always ask His choice, His support, His guidance, like that. And once we get that, inshallah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will put us in the ranks of the pious ones and purify our life and religion for us and make us from those successful ones. May Allah ta'ala make us amongst them. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. No. I just even mentioned it here. I said that there are two ways for the ulama. The ulama had different opinions on when you do the istikhara. Is it before salam or after salam? The preferable opinion to me is after salam. But if you do it before salam, it's okay. It's okay. Right. Are we ready to go on the Druze? Because every Friday we come.